joining us. Welcome to another edition of The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And we're so happy to bring you this show every week right here on Progressive Radio Network. That's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Although the time and day matters less right here on Progressive Radio Network because of the fabulous archives. On the archive, you can listen and download to your individual device or any way that you like to access media, any show, both The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, and any show that you hear right here on Progressive Radio Network. And so that makes it something that's wonderful, because if there's something you listen to and you want to hear again, come on back. If there's something you think your friend should listen to, send them the link. And that is the way that the show actually expands listenership. And we do have, you know, quite a number, you know, in the hundreds of thousands of listeners, which is, and downloaders. You know, listeners is an old term that I kept from my radio show days, which we still do regular on ground radio. Myself and Dr. Zamperone, we do three shows every week that are on actual radio stations that we, you know, have to be physically there. But now with the new podcast media, it expands who can listen to the shows, which is really so exciting. And today we are very happy to be talking about a wonderful event that's coming to the New York area, and it comes regularly. So whenever you listen to this show, you will find a Naval Expo, that's NAVELEXPO, that will be scheduled in your local area, especially in the New York area. We do have one coming up at the end of this particular month, October 29th and 30th, and this is 2016. But if you listen another time, you can just go to navalexpo.com and see when the next one is coming up. And myself will be presenting at the Naval Expo. I'll be talking about the latest information about genetically modified foods, and that's something you have to keep up on because the landscape is changing. And I wish I could say it was changing in a good way. Unfortunately, it seems that the government is hell-bent on actually controlling our access to knowledge about whether or not our food is genetically modified. And you'll hear the latest information about that at the Naval Expo. And there's actually 70 presentations, believe it or not, 70 presentations of people very knowledgeable in holistic living, including our wonderful guest for today. And that is Mr. Peter Goodgold. Peter studied at UCLA and the University of Southern California, and he has developed groundbreaking healthy water products, particularly ones which are alkaline, to assist people to live healthier lifestyles. And he is a firm believer in education before medication, and he will be informing you about that. He will have a booth and be part of the presentations right there at Naval Expo, and he does lecture all over the country. Peter actually created one of the first raw food macrobiotic restaurants in Southern California way back in 1973. It was called the Pyramid Restaurant in Santa Monica, for those of you who were involved in those days. And after that, he went on to create the famous Healing Waters Hot Springs. By the way, I love that place. I studied directly at that location with such notables as Victoris Kolvinskis and Bernard Jensen, and many others who gave workshops at this fantastic healing facility. It's called the Healing Waters Hot Springs in Eden, Arizona. What a great name of the town, too, Eden, Arizona. It's in a straight line from Paradise, Arizona, and those are great places to hang out. So way back in 1976, our guest, Mr. Peter Goodgold, actually created a raw food healing center right there and at the Healing Waters Hot Springs. So Peter combines alkaline hydrogen-rich water with the therapeutic benefits of molecular hydrogen, which we'll be finding out about on today's show. And over the course of the last 15 years, he He's designed a complete line of revolutionary electronic and non-electronic molecular hydrogen water ionizers, portable water ionizers, water filters, and shower filters, some of which I have right here in my home. And Peter exhibits at conferences all over the country and the world, including the Naval Expo. And to find Peter and more information about his inventions and products that are available, the best website is Water Works for You. That's Water Works, the number 4 and letter U, waterworksforyou.com. And this will all be posted on the archive, so you can just click on it. So thank you so much for joining us today, Peter.
Hello, Ellen, and how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for being on our show today. I want to start by going back in time, because obviously just from hearing your bio, you have been doing this a long period of time. Do you remember what inspired you to get involved in health?
Well, yes. Actually, I had a out-of-body experience when I was in my 20s, and that experience led me on the path to yoga, meditation, and eventually becoming a vegan to live the lifestyle of what I had during that experience. So the experience kind of led me down the path on a spiritual path, not realizing it was also the best health path, was not to eat animal protein and to drink good water. So this happened at an early age, I would say somewhere between 18 and 19 years old. By the time I was 20 or 21, I was ready moving out to West Coast, California, to be with like-minded people. And that's where we discovered there were so many more people going into the raw foods, into live foods, into non-animal protein lifestyles. And that's why we opened the first raw food macrobiotic restaurant in Santa Monica known as the Pyramid. We also lived in pyramid homes and made a film on the pyramids of Egypt. I was a filmmaker back then in the early 70s.
So when you said you lived in pyramid homes, what does that mean?
Well, back then it was a big energy crunch. It was the early 70s, and people were experimenting with different shapes, geodesic domes, pyramids based on the Great Pyramid of Egypt, the Cheops Pyramid, which had a special angle, which equaled pi. So we decided to build a model of that home. And we were going to use it as restaurants. We were going to open up a chain of, believe it or not, veggie burger restaurants in 1974-75.
Wow, you know, you got to think about the fact that even today, you know, we don't even have now a fast food organic drive-through place. How
well,
is
that's
that
true. Imagine if our plans had been fulfilled and we could have opened in every city in the United States, we probably could have taught people the benefits of eating correctly, and maybe we wouldn't have the rates of obesity, diabetes, and cancer that we're having today. You are what you eat, what you drink, and what you think. That's what we were talking about back then.
And so, and was I, because I was right there with you. As I said, I attended the Healing Water Resort, which really is a fantastic, magical place.
Yes, absolutely.
And in your bio, I did not know this. Is this place, like if somebody wanted to go there, one of our listeners today, I know you're not running it now, but is it still in operation?
Are we talking about Eden Healing Waters? Healing Waters, yes, it's still in operation to this day.
I'm not sure who's
the actual owners, but yes, it's hot springs that have been bubbling out of the ground for millions of years.
Unbelievable
place. To cleanse the body and the mind.
Yeah, and that whole town that surrounds it, which is Safford, Arizona. Mm-hmm. I used to, when I went there, sometimes I stayed in Safford, which is very close to Eden.
And sure, I know Safford. I used to hunt crystals, geodes, and quartz crystals out in the deserts around Safford.
Yes, beautiful minerals, because I lived in Bisbee, Arizona at the time.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Well, Bisbee was not quite in that area. It was, you know, actually several hundred miles away, about 200 miles away. But in Bisbee, Arizona, that is where Bisbee turquoise comes from, malachite, all the copper gemstones, because Bisbee was and is a copper mine, and I still own a home in Bisbee, Arizona, and my children were born there on an off-the-grid farm, and they're in their 40s now. So we're talking about a while ago. You know, nonetheless, you have kept, as I have kept, on that same track, because your original revelation has panned out to be truth.
It's funny, Ann. It was an extremely uphill battle for, I guess, 45 years. Everybody in the world wanted to argue and debate the fact of diet and water and raw foods versus animal protein. And it's been going on, seems like, forever. But today, it seems the enlightened type people and the people who have changed their lifestyle are the healthiest. You know, what I tell my when I do lectures, I talk to the people and I say, is your bloodstream a flowing river of health or a toxic swamp of disease? And they go, what? And then they think about it and they go, yeah, you're right. Is my bloodstream a flowing river of health or a toxic swamp of disease and death? You know, water is extremely important. It is life itself. Without water, life could not exist. You take a rainforest, a lush rainforest, and remove the water, what do you have? A desert. And that's where we were. We lived in the desert, and the waters were very important. And today, unfortunately, most of the American public is still buying bottled water. And I don't understand why.
Wait a minute. That's a big topic, so we really want to focus on that. Now, the amount of bottled water that's sold is unbelievable. And let's talk about some of the truth about bottled water. You know, what's going on with bottled water?
Bottled water is one of the greatest cons ever created in mankind. It's like selling air. You can't live without it. You can't live without air. You can't live without water. And it represents approximately $8 billion per month, $96 billion a year. And they sell it. If you were to buy a bottle of water, people think it's actually better than tap water, when in reality, 98% of the bottles are tap water filtered with reverse osmosis. And bottled water, people say, what's the difference between bottled water and the water that you make using a water ionizer? And the simplest answer after all these years, Ellen, I wish I had thought of this many years ago, is to just say, take a fish, a live fish, put it in the bottled water, the fish dies. Put that same fish in our alkaline molecular hydrogen water, the fish lives a healthy life. The fish needs minerals, the fish needs oxygen and hydrogen, which they do not get in bottled water. You can equate bottled water to canned vegetables. The vegetables might have been fantastic the day they were picked. Once they were processed, canned, they're basically dead and have no nutrients. That's what bottled water is. Even if you made fresh alkaline water with hydrogen in it, when you bottle it, it doesn't retain the healing properties. You need to drink it fresh out of the tap daily, just like juice. When you make juice, optimum is the day you make it. Say it's not a week later, it's less and less. Same thing with water.
Is that like measurable and verifiable? Don't we have scientific studies and measurements to back up?
Sure. Like for instance, the antioxidant properties of ionized water is gone in 45 minutes to an hour or two. You can't bottle that. And now they're selling alkaline water in health food stores. And it really is only one half the equation. Most people talk about the pH of the water, which is important, but
let's take our time and discuss this, because although these kinds of words to you is your language and your knowledge, it might not be there for everyone. So when we can throw around that word pH, let's talk a little bit about what that means.
Well, sure. What does pH stand for? Is it perfect health or potential of hydrogen? Everything has potential of hydrogen, and everything has hydrogen in it. Hydrogen is one of the smallest molecule. I think it's number one on the periodic chart. So it's funny how this all relates. Molecular hydrogen might be one of the most significant discoveries of the century, but we'll get into that in a little while. A lot of people ask me, how is ionized water made? And I tell them, it's nothing new. The ancient Greeks used to drink ionized water 3,000 years ago. And they would make ionized water by putting it in urns made out of brass and copper and swirling it around. To ionize means to either gain or to lose an electron. And by using these metals of brass and copper, they would ionize the water. In fact, there's a lot of talk about the ancient sailors going around the world. They needed water that was fresh. They used to put gold coins in their bottles of water, in their urns of water. They would put silver or gold coins to ionize the water. Even the old Russians used to do this 150 years ago. So ionize is nothing new. What is new is electronic ionization using electrodes. And we'll get into that in a little while.
You say the word ionize means charging?
Yes, it means to gain or to lose an electron. Basically, that's an ionized water. And unfortunately, in this country, we actually sell, believe this or not, deionized water, thinking that it's good for you. We have, what I tell people, the worst water to ever drink is anything that says drinking water or purified water. Because that is water that's had all the minerals removed from it. And in nature, nothing is ever pure. Water always has minerals in it. So man has developed filters, such as distillation, reverse osmosis, to remove all the minerals from the water, thinking that purer is better. Water should never be pure. It should always have minerals in it. That's known as living water. If you took the enzymes and nutrients out of a vegetable...
Wait a minute, Peter.
That's what we're talking about.
Wait. What about so many people buy distilled water?
Yes. Distilled water has nothing in it.
It has no minerals.
It has no minerals, has no life force. When you look at it under an electron microscope, it has no shape. If you look at alkalized, ionized water under an electron microscope, it'll look like a snowflake. It'll be a beautiful hexagonal snowflake, similar to the photos known by Dr. Emoto, who talked a lot about water having a memory, water having a shape. Distilled water and reverse osmosis, no minerals, has no shape under a microscope. So you're drinking water with nothing in it. Once again, put a fish in the distilled water, it'll die. Put a fish in ionized alkaline water, it'll live. Easiest way to explain it.
So that is a good way to explain it. Now, when you're talking about people spend a lot of money on these things, they certainly spend, I mean, how many millions? You probably have some kind of figure there. The amount of bottled water that is sold, and then the amount of distilled water that is sold. I know so many people who choose distilled water.
Yeah, distilled water is not healthy at all. It's good for fast for up to 3 days. After that, it's actually detrimental. It's good for ironing your clothes. It's good for your battery of your car. That's about it. Once again, it's unnatural to drink water that takes all the nature out of it. Where do you find reverse osmosis in nature? You don't. Where do you find ionized alkaline water with molecular hydrogen in nature? Well, those are the healing waters people have been going to for thousands of years. Tecate, Mexico, Nordeno, Germany, Hita, Terrosa, Japan. All these waters contained dissolved hydrogen gas. Molecular hydrogen has been shown in over 500 studies to have positive effects in over 100 different human diseases. And we're just rediscovering all this now. And this is what makes this all very interesting, is what we're discovering about the healing benefits of water in different forms. And people say, how can water have so many different forms or functions? You have acidic water, which we don't want to drink, but we use it for watering up plants. We use it for cleansing. We use it as a hair conditioner, skin conditioner. We have alkaline water, which we drink. So you've got alkaline water and acid water coming out of water ionizers. Like, but again, people like the convenience of buying bottled water. They like the convenience of buying canned or boxed or frozen vegetables. Convenience does not necessarily equal health. If you want to live a healthy life, drink good water that's living water and living foods. And it's a very simple plan.
Well, let's say this, Peter. Let's say, you know, as you said, there are different times when we might need to make different decisions. For instance, if you're traveling in a foreign country, and of course your body is not, you don't have your ionizer with you, or maybe you can, you could talk about that, but wouldn't it be better to choose bottled water than just, let's say, tap water? And is it better to use bottled water than tap water in general?
Well, that's a good question. I travel all over the world. I never buy water. I make water out of tap water. I don't always take my electronic water ionizer with me, but I have other ways of making ionized water. Like the ancient Greeks, I would remineralize the water using something known as an alkaline hydrogen stick. We sell these portable alkaline hydrogen tubes or sticks with their little filters. You put them in a glass of water or a bottle of water. You shake it up, and it raises the pH. It eliminates the cryptosporidium, geradia, germs, bacteria. It filters the water and gives you nice alkaline-flavored water for traveling.
Wait, let's talk about that again, because I have tried that device. And this is something, it's no bigger than a straw. It's a little teeny.
It's about the size of a small cigar. Let's put it that way. About 6 inches tall.
It's not a big giant thing. In other words, someone can throw it in a backpack if they're traveling.
Yes, totally portable. Sure. You can put it in your pocket. Actually, it has its own carrying case. Even when you go into a restaurant, if you're getting tap water, you can filter the water. But like I tell people, you really shouldn't drink and eat at the same time. We've kind of forgotten this knowledge. You should wait 30, 40 minutes before you eat. Wait 30, 40 minutes to drink before you eat and after you eat. But most people forgot.
Why is that, Peter?
Because we're diluting our digestive enzymes when we drink, when we eat. In nature, have you ever seen a deer eating food and drinking from the river at the same time? No. But we seem to do it because we go to restaurants and the waiter says, "And what would you like to drink with that?" And we forgot this knowledge we learned when we were young, to not drink while we're eating.
And that really makes sense from a scientific perspective because, as you said, when you're drinking, well, God forbid, soda, let's say. I mean, that we know actually
soda
dissolves
minerals.
Soda should
never be drunk by anybody. Soda, I forgot about soda. Soda,
yeah, because it's not
in
your
100
world.
Million times more acidic than the water we drink. Soda is so acidic, has so much carbonic acid in it, that if you took soda, put it in a test tube, and put a baby's tooth in that test tube, the next day the baby's tooth has dissolved. There is no tooth. Imagine what it's doing to your internal organs.
Well, there's even a lot of mainstream cryouts about that. But like you said, you were talking about this way back in the early 70s. But science now collaborates. A lot of those things that you were told really as a spiritual revelation, and then as you looked into the scientific data, you found out, you know what, this is right. And now we're getting verification about the fact that, well, we're both saying soda, so that means we're originally from New York, even though now we both live in Florida. But we've
That's
done
correct.
The same round,
right.
Living in California
right.
and Arizona, and I believe
well,
we both...
Well, you know, when we were kids, our bodies right. told us not to drink soda. When we drank soda the very first time as a child, I remember being a boy and around other boys, we would drink soda and our body would burp. And we'd look at each other and we'd laugh. That's funny, we're burping. Why is it burping? Because you're putting in toxins that the body naturally expels, carbon dioxide. So then we learn to suppress the burp, and we can drink bigger amounts of soda. But we thought it was funny, so we kept drinking it. And eventually you got addicted to that.
And if you're from somewhere else in the country, because we have listeners all over the country and the world, we're using the word soda, but often it's called pop. So it's the same
thing.
Yeah,
soda pop. Right.
Soda pop. We're not
and they're all the same. No matter what brand, it's using carbon dioxide, which is a toxic, that's something that we should be eliminating, not ingesting.
Okay, well,
remember.
Hold that thought, Peter. We're going to take a break right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And when we come back, we are going to continue our fascinating discussion about water with Peter Goodgold, professional water consultant. You can always find out more about Peter at Water Works for You. That's Water Works with an S, the number 4, the letter U, waterworksforyou.com. And this will be posted on our archives with an easy click through so you can get there. And we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss the folklore, history, chemistry, and medicinal applications of the common kitchen herb, thyme.
The common culinary spice known botanically as Thymus vulgaris is only one member of a large genera which includes over 400 species and even more varieties. The Thymus genera is originally native to the Mediterranean region and is a perennial plant which grows wild in usually dry, sandy soil, green heaths, and grasslands. Thyme is a prolific, fragrant, creeping ground cover and often displays an attractive spray of flowering branchlets spanning the spectrum from white to violet.
There is considerable debate amongst historians as to the origin of the name thyme. Some believe it to be from the Greek thymen, meaning to fumigate or to burn a sacrifice, because it was used as a sweet-smelling incense and also to keep pests and venomous creatures away from the Greek home. Others believe it came from the Greek thumos, meaning courage or energy, perhaps because it has a reputation of being used by Greek warriors for courage and was bathed in and used as a beverage for invigoration. The Egyptians used an herb called thyme, which we believe is Thymus vulgaris, to mummify their dead. The principal chemical constituents of thyme are the volatile oils consisting of phenol, thymol, and carvacrol. A 1977 article in the scientific journal Chemical Abstracts revealed that thymol's antimicrobial activity is 18 times more powerful than phenol. Phenol is a major antiseptic used in commercial germicidal cleaners like Lysol. Thymol is one of the most potent antimicrobial substances known and far surpasses even the strongest antibiotics. It has been illustrated in the Journal of Chemistry and in the Merck Index of Drugs and Chemicals to destroy parasites, worms, fungi, bacteria, mosquito larvae, and many viruses.
The pharmaceutical and cosmetic industry is privy to the important medicinal effects of oil of Thymus vulgaris. It is ubiquitously found in gargles, cough drops, vapor rubs, and many mouthwashes. Oil of thyme is to be used, albeit very sparingly because of its potency, as a gargle or mouthwash for sore throats and inflamed gums. Because the volatile oil is expelled via the lungs and kidneys, naturopathic physicians use it for upper respiratory infections and urinary tract infections. If you're in the midst of a cold and are lying in bed with too much thyme on your hands, try making a thyme tea made with just a few teaspoons of thyme to a cup of boiling water. It's an excellent diaphoretic because it causes the body to perspire profusely. Thyme also possesses an excellent carminative and antispasmodic effect, helping in poor digestion, flatulence, and intestinal gripe.
So, listeners, if you're feeling ill, thyme heals all wounds. Remember to reach for that thyme in a bottle the next time you open up the Natural Medicine Chest.
Nurse inviting you to listen to The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z anytime, day or night, as well as every Tuesday. Every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, we are live on air with our guests. And then you can come back anytime, day or night, to download the show, listen to the show, listen to other shows right here on Progressive Radio Network, and in any way interact with us. And we love to hear from you. That is one of our favorite things to do, is to hear from you. And you can do that by going to naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse, as thousands of you do. And if you haven't yet, or if you have before and you'd like to get in touch again, we welcome you. We teach online classes. We used to teach only on-ground classes. Now we have on-ground classes with such things as going out and identifying plants, learning how to make them into medicine. We have one more coming up this year. That's in Westport, Connecticut, at Gilberti's Organic Herb Farm, and that's on October 15th. We will be outside gathering plants, making them into medicine, and you go home with your own smudge stick, cough syrup, and skin salve that you have made yourself after gathering wild plants outside. We also take people to the island of Jamaica once a year. That's always in March. We're actually taking registration right now, and that's for March 2017, depending on when you listen to this show. And we go to Jamaica and live with indigenous shamans for about 5 days. It's really refreshing getting away from the hectic lifestyle that we're all involved in. And better hurry up and do it because, you know, when we started doing this, which is 28 years ago, everyone there, nobody had a cell phone. I mean, you really got away from it all. Now, believe it or not, these shamanic healers, some of them live in grass shacks, yet they have a cell phone. So times are a-changing. And certainly if you want to visit and see how these cultures and be immersed in that kind of culture, don't wait, because I don't know what will be there the next time we arrive. So we also have Echo Tours for Cures to Chinatown in New York City, where we get away for a day. Feels like we went far away into another culture, and we learn about tongue and pulse diagnosis. We do Qigong in the park, and that's another wonderful class. We also have many CEU-certified classes, and these are for licensed professionals, such as nurses, massage therapists, acupuncturists, midwives, and registered dietitians. Everyone who has those kinds of licenses can get CE credits by taking our online or on-ground classes. So if you have a license and you're looking to get your credits, then you can get in touch with us at naturalnurse.com under education and look at the classes, or give us a call at 800-829-0918. And if you are not licensed, you can take those same classes and get a certificate, a certification, saying that you took these classes, which can be very useful in your development. And we do teach a whole class on natural health careers, how to get involved, because we're talking today with a guest who has been deeply involved in natural health, as so many of our guests are, and perhaps you'd like to move in that direction with your professional life. Today we are talking with Mr. Peter Goodgold. He is a professional water consultant, and he studied at UCLA and the University of Southern California. And he has developed actually fantastic things that you can access to make your life better so that you can have cleaner water. Over the last 15 years, he's designed a complete line of revolutionary electronic and non-electronic molecular hydrogen water ionizers, portable water ionizers, water filters, and shower filters, and he exhibits at health conferences nationally, including the up-and-coming Naval Expo, that's Naval, N-A-V-E-L, Expo, E-X-P-O.com, visit there for all the particulars. We have one coming up in just a couple of weeks, but if you listen to the show another time, they happen twice a year regularly, so there will be one happening shortly thereafter. So thank you so much for being our guest today, Peter.
My pleasure. What a great gift it is to teach people about the gift of health, right?
It is.
Someone like you, another old soul on this planet that speaks from my heart, thank you for having me on your show.
Old is the word. You know, it's interesting. When I met Victoris Kolvinskis and Bernard Jensen, who were at the center where you set up that Raw Healing Center in Eden, Arizona, you know, I actually looked at them and with great admiration because of the fact that they were elders in the community. And little did I ever imagine that before you even turn around, you're the elder in the community. I'm still trying to get used to that.
Cycle of life.
It is. It's really, really interesting. So
now
that you have been doing this for so long,
now,
you're talking about four decades.
Again, like I was saying, it was an uphill battle for many, many decades. The people who used to walk away and go, I don't want to hear that, actually take out a pen and paper and take notes. Or they try to record my lectures and they go, wow, one person once said to me, I thought you were very arrogant. Then I went to your lecture, and he said to me, you have so much knowledge, now I understand why you are the way. You have way too much to say with too little time to say it. And that's really the crux of it. There's a lot of out there, and like I always tell people, the last thing this country needs is more medication. We need is proper education, and we need to educate the children that are in grade school. Our generation, many, many, many of them, it's almost impossible to change them unless they have the will to change. That's why they go to the doctors, they go to the medical professions, and if the doctor says jump, they say how high. As we all know, medication can never heal you. It can only suppress the symptoms. Alkaline hydrogen water, again, it'll bring your body into homeostasis, and the body heals itself naturally. And that's what we're into teaching people, different modalities so the body can heal itself naturally. The body is an amazing vehicle, and if you give it the right fuel, it'll run for many years without any difficulties. And that's why we're here teaching people, and that's why we're talking to you on the radio today.
So true.
So hydration is one of the most important functions of our life, and yet people think they can hydrate buying bottled water. It's like saying, well, I can get all the vegetables I want by going to the canned food section. Incorrect. We need live foods. We need live water. Some people call this living crystal water. And why do they call it crystal water? Because when you look at it under a microscope, ionized alkaline water forms a crystal, hexagonal, like a snowflake, whereas bottled water, distilled water, reverse osmosis, and all the other boutique waters do not form any shape when you look at it under a microscope because there are no minerals in it that form these crystals.
Oh, is that true? I actually never knew that.
Yes.
So tell me that again. So if they were to take regular tap water or some form of bottled water,
Bottled water, some of the bigger companies, I'm not going to mention names, but take the waters that are most popular. One starts with a D, the other one starts with an A. They both end with an A. put it under a microscope, electron microscope, you'll notice there's no shape. Take ionized alkaline water, put it under electron microscope, it's hexagonal living crystal. It's living water, like juice. Juice is living the day you make it. A few days later, it's on its way out. You can't bottle life force. And that's why I try to teach people that lotions and potions isn't exactly the answer. Whatever the lotions or the potions were made from, try to go directly to the source. The more raw it is, the more negative ORP, and this, people, folks at home, please write this down, ORP. The most important thing, one of the most important things you're going to learn today, ORP stands for oxidation reduction potential. Everything you eat, everything you ingest, everything you drink will either age you, oxidize you, or anti-age you. oxidize. What is oxidation? Let's think of an apple. Slice an apple. 10 minutes later, what happens to that apple? It starts to oxidize. It turns brown. Water falling on metal oxidizes the metal. It forms rust. Oxidative stress is what's causing disease today. Oxidative stress, also known as acidosis, is the precursor to disease. So what do people do? They ingest more oxidative food and oxidative water. They cook their foods, that oxidizes it. They eat beef, chicken, cheese. These things are oxidizing. By drinking alkaline molecular hydrogen gassed water, you're putting out the fire that's raging within the body. I lecture at the Cancer Control Society in Los Angeles, and it's a really great show. We get a lot of medical doctors and a lot of cancer patients, and they come here to hear, and I hate to use the word alternative healing modalities. And like I tell the doctors when I do a lecture there, alternative is a very unusual name for this type of modality. Eating live natural foods sounds natural, and drinking good water sounds natural. Cutting me open and irradiating my body sounds pretty alternative. And when people look at it that way, they have a better respect for natural healing modalities.
And the new word, you know, when we look at that word alternative, that word alternative is becoming less popular within the natural healing modality crowd. The words are moving towards something like complementary and further along to integrative and further along to functional medicine because it's based on fact.
Correct. That's correct.
Which is really so exciting. Well, now, I don't think we've talked about, and it's very important that we do, the term you throw out, molecular hydrogen water. What is that?
Well, what molecular hydrogen is really the key to life. There was a Nobel Prize winner, Albert Gheorghe, in 1937. He said, hydrogen is the fuel of life. He also said, a living cell requires energy not only for all its functions, but also for the maintenance of its structure. Bring out the fact that our body really only knows one fuel, hydrogen. Hydrogen is the source of life. It's in that's how we search for life. In fact, I was just watching a documentary on interstellar communication using telescopes and radio waves, and they're trying to find the frequency of hydrogen to find life on other planets. Boy, that really hit me right to the heart of the matter when I heard that. They're using hydrogen frequency or the vibration in these radio telescopes to find life in the universe. Hydrogen is the smallest, it's number one on the periodic table, one of the smallest molecular size atoms, and it has many, many benefits. And as we talk about it, you'll find out that hydrogen will give you more energy. It'll reduce fatigue. It'll make you feel better. Your focus is better. We produce hydrogen in our body naturally, but many people don't produce enough. And hydrogen gas ingested through the water is the best way of receiving it.
And so how do we do that?
Well, one of the easiest ways is to use a water ionizer. And then what I mean by, I'm talking about electronic water ionizer that makes molecular hydrogen. And it does that using platinum titanium electrodes that electrify the water and create negative ions and positive ions. The negative ions in the water creates alkaline water, and the positive ions will create acidic water. And the hydrogen gas that's produced from that is superior to anything else out there and becomes the fuel of life as an antioxidant to get rid of the oxidative stress of our body. Hydrogen exerts beneficial effects through three primary methods, and it converts toxic hydroxyl radicals to water. It maintains the homeostatic levels of our body's antioxidants, like glutathione. And it has a beneficial effect on cell signaling, cell metabolism, and gene expression, which gives it most of its inflammatory, anti-obesity, and anti-aging effects. And today, what's going on with cardiovascular disease, diabetes, obesity, autism, ADD, depression, Alzheimer's, cancer, it's so high. It's never been this way in the history of mankind, that the need for a natural and safe anti-aging remedy that brings our body back into homeostasis has never been greater. And the research today, the scientific research on molecular hydrogen should suggest that this is a long-forgotten molecule, may be the key to the revolution of health and wellness. It may very well be the real fountain of youth we've been searching for since the beginning of time, the fountain of youth. There's never been talk of naturally, always since the dawn of time, there has been talk of natural healing, spring waters, and the mythical fountains of youth that have miraculous healing properties and outstanding longevities. Everyone thought these stories were fables, legends. However, when we go to certain places in the world, these waters do exist. Some of them in Tecate, Mexico, Nedo in India, Lourdes, France. You heard of the waters in Lourdes, France. And for thousands of years, the physicians would say, go to the waters to heal yourself. And that's what we're talking about. These waters produce natural hydrogen gas, which has been involved in the origins of life itself. I mean, water, what is water? It's oxygen with two hydrogen molecules. It looks like Mickey Mouse. You got oxygen in the middle and these two little ears like the Mickey Mouse symbol of hydrogen. Hydrogen is life itself. We produce it in the bacteria of our guts, and we have these springs in the world that are very rich in hydrogen gas, and with a water ionizer, we can now make this gas in our water and drink it every day. And these healing effects are natural, they're safe, and I think it's going to change a lot of what's going on in medicine today.
Now, when you say change a lot of what's going on in medicine today, we're up to our next break time, so we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our discussion of what you just shared, which might be new information for many people, molecular hydrogen, and how people can get more by finding out how to make their own and get molecular hydrogen water ionizers, which is, of course, available at waterworksforyou.com with lots more information. And we're going to take a little break here so you can hear about the shows right here on Progressive Radio Network. And when we come back, we will be continuing with our guest, Mr. Peter Goodgold.
Progressive Radio Network. The Thinking Person Station.
Tune in to The Living Well Show, which will air on Saturday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time on PRN, where we will offer the latest insights on natural health care, environmental issues, and all of the other circumstances that help us live well and be well. Join us. We are airing on Saturdays at 11:30 a.m. on PRN.
Let's go into the mountains. We'll leave it all behind.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bhavani, and I'm the host of I Eat Green with Bhavani every Thursday at 10 a.m. on the Progressive Radio Network. Each week, I discuss food issues in the news, share a recipe, and interview someone in the food, health, or environmental arenas. And I invite you to join me, and you can listen either live every Thursday at 10 a.m., or you can now access my archives directly by dialing 1-701-719-0880. Please listen in or download me at another time by going into prn.fm and finding me in the archives. Again, this is Bhavani at IE Green on the Progressive Radio Network. Hope to hear from you soon.
Progressive Radio Network, information for the independent mind.
I have to tell you, folks, she is one of my best friends, and she is an angel on the planet. And you really would do yourself a lot of benefits to tune in to IE Green and get to know Bhavani. She spends a lot of her time helping others. I would say that's the majority of her time is spent as an activist, as an on-ground person who's in the trenches. She actually brings a Thanksgiving dinner to a homeless park where homeless people live. She herself brings something like 20 turkeys there. She rounds up the community and gets people to help. Just an amazing individual, and her show is wonderful. She is also an organic chef who has been doing this a very long time. So you may want to check out IE Green. And today as our guest, we have Peter Goodgold, water consultant. He will be lecturing coming up shortly at the Naval Expo, navalexpo.com. The one that's coming up right after this show is October 29th and 30th, 2016. It will be at the Huntington Hilton. And you can go online for tickets. You can also ask for free tickets, as a matter of fact, if you say you listen to this show, so that could be helpful. And you want to attend because there will be almost 70 speakers. And every single hour, the biggest challenge is to decide, who will I go listen to? So don't do what many people have done, which is sit there and look at the magazine for an hour, and the hour's over, and you never got to see anyone. I have seen that happen because each and every presentation is so exciting. So get the information ahead of time, make a plan of action of who you'd like to see, and make sure you visit Peter Goodgold. He will be there, and I believe you'll be there both days. Is that true, Peter?
Yes, Saturday and Sunday. That's correct.
Oh, and what could people find at the booth? Will you have some of these molecular hydrogen water ionizers
tell them
available?
About meeting Jay. Jay, the Infinity J. That's our newest product to our line is the Infinity J hydrogen water generator. That talks
and what
to
will
you
people
and tells
be able
you
to...
what you need.
Yeah, and you can actually come and try it, right, and try water
from
it.
Yeah, we'll be giving out samples of molecular hydrogenized water at the show so people can taste the difference between this and ordinary bottled water.
And that's a great idea.
Not only will they taste it, they'll feel the effects. You know, a lot
now,
of people,
is hydrogen actually really safe to ingest?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Purified water, reverse osmosis, and distilled water should be completely avoided. This water, you want to drink it as much as possible. The water will taste, people say it tastes wetter. Some other comments, it's silky, smooth. One woman said it tasted like wet velvet. Why is it smoother? It's because it's smaller in molecular structure. They call that nano-clustered or micro-clustered. Normal water, bottled water, tap water has 12 molecules or 15 molecules in a cluster. Water forms clusters. Ionized, alkaline, hydrogenized water has 5 or 6 molecules in a cluster. So because water clusters produced with the Infinity water ionizer are smaller, it pushes the toxins out. It permeates more cells, more capillaries, and eliminates toxins from our body. You might feel you might have to urinate more or defecate, but this is how toxins come out. Urination, defecation, respiration, perspiration, these are how toxins come out. Good water, good food, and exercise. This is the keys to health. And at our booth at the Naval Expo, we will talk about all this and show you the different products that can produce this.
And so there's a lot of different things you have. Let's talk a little bit about shower filters, because we're actually getting...
Well, that's a good point. How many people take a hot shower today and never even think about the chlorine in the water, which turns to a gas? And hot water, our skin, the pores open up, and we start absorbing chlorinated gas, almost to the point of 2/3 of a gallon of chlorinated gas in our skin every day, and we're finding that this is carcinogenic. It's cancer-causing. So we created a new type of shower system. It's called the Vitalite Spa Color Therapy Shower Head. And in this shower head or shower wand, we put tourmaline crystals in it and calcium sulfite and other minerals to remove your chlorine and heavy metals and a lot of the contaminants. And then the tourmaline crystals, which give off a piezoelectric effect, spin inside the handle and create a vortex. And a vortex is nature's way of rejuvenating water and regenerating water. So it creates a vortex, and then that spinning water creates hydroelectricity that illuminates the color therapy full spectrum lighting system in a shower head. People go, lighting system in a shower head? Yes, water takes on the frequencies of the different colors that it produces for different effects. And we find that these colors coming out of the shower head into the water helps soothe pain as well as stimulate different parts of our body. Like creativity, relaxation, different effects created by different colors, kind of like stained glass was created by the Egyptians many thousands of years ago to create different meditative effects later on taken on by the cathedrals. So it's a color therapy shower head. It removes the chlorine. It vortexes the water. And then we added magnets to it as well. So if someone has neck pain, back pain, they can eliminate the pain using the magnets in the water. It's called the Vitalite Spa Shower Head. And we'll probably have that running at the booth to show people the effects of that. And that is pretty amazing just by itself. So good drinking water and good bathing water go hand in hand. So if you're going to get something to make good drinking water, such as the Infinity J, I would also get a shower head for bathing. Very important. Good thing you brought that up, Ellen.
Oh, I know, because that is a spectacular product. And I know when you actually are standing under that water, you feel like you're actually in the rain, which is just amazing. It's softened that much. Well, believe it or not, Peter, we are at the end of our time together right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And just want to tell you personally, kind of off the air, but the listeners will hear that we're going to do another show together in a couple weeks. That'll be on October 24th. So just reminding you about that. And we'll touch base about it online. And I'll be very happy to see you at the Naval Expo on October 29th and 30th. And people can come by, meet you, 70 providers and practitioners, myself included, will be there presenting. I'll be talking about GMOs on Sunday at 10 a.m. And please give us where the best place to find you and your information is before we go.
Best place would be waterworksforyou.com. That would be the best way to find out about our products and to get information. We have a lot of probably 800 or 900 pages of information on our website. If they need to email us, it could be peter@waterworks4u.com. Thank you, Ellen. It gives me great pleasure and personal satisfaction helping to improve people's health. So what I always say to people, don't hesitate, rejuvenate.
Great way to end. And thank you, listeners, for joining us once again right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Find us at naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse. Until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, hoping that you stay healthy.